Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I'd like to welcome everyone to the program. You, and especially you, welcome to all the fun festivities and frivolity that my regular listeners have come to love. First up on the podcast docket is I recorded a segment from Highway to Heaven off of Netflix, a show that's been off the air for quite a few years, and I found it especially kind of heartwarming. It's about a small boy who has a speech impediment, and his father beat him, so he ran away and lives in a cardboard box and down a pretty grim-looking alley. And I was going to play, well, actually, I played it, one of the more meaningful segments of the show. And you watched the show with me, CJ. What did you think about it?
You know, I've seen a lot of the Highway to Heavens, recorded a lot of them, and this is one I have not seen before. And I thought it was really very well done, and not only was the acting and everything in it very, very good, but actually some really good life lessons to learn from it. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very good, and very, not, you know, not only entertaining, but educational too. Taught some good lessons in it.
So right now I'm going to play that clip from Highway to Heaven. It's one of the more meaningful conversations between Jonathan Smith and the boy named Arnie. Hopefully you'll enjoy it.
I've been here.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Hey. I'm your friend, you can tell me.
My father was right.
About what?
Where I talk.
What about it?
It's funny. I talk funny. I heard it today. The boy here, he had a thing, made my voice. I heard it.
I don't think you talk funny, honey.
Yes, I do. It's like my father's. You talk like a dummy. I say, shut up, dummy. I try to talk to him, and he hit me. He hit me hard. I say, I love you. He say, shut up. Why can't I talk right? Why?
Honey, it doesn't matter how people talk. What matters is what they say, and how they feel, and how they treat each other. Your father was the one who wasn't right because the things he was saying weren't right. They were mean and they were cruel. Would you talk to somebody that way?
No.
Would you hit somebody for the way they talked?
I don't hit nobody. It hurts you and make you cry. That's why I ran away. My father wouldn't stop hitting me. Why didn't he love me? My father.
Because your father didn't have love in him the way you do, Arnie. You know, it's sad but true. Some people are just filled with anger and hate. I feel sorry for your father. He had a wonderful son and he lost him.
Me. You think I'm wonderful?
You bet I do.
I wish you were my father.
So do I, son.
And now we'll talk about something a little bit different after we watch Highway to Heaven. We watch the movie Taken. It's not on Netflix. I bought it as a trilogy at Walmart. They got them all three in a box set. We watched the first one, which is, I think, the best. Where his daughter is sold into sex slavery. And it's heartbreaking to know that there are places where people are kidnapped for that reason. I don't know if they were as advanced as this one guy had like an auction house and the girls were paraded out for bidding. But he has a special set of skills. I should play that little clip that he talks to one of the kidnappers. But it's a really good movie. It kicks ass and takes names, that's for sure. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's a movie that's been out for a while. Probably a lot of you listeners have seen this movie, but I enjoy it every time I watch it. He leaves a guy in a electric chair. That's you were wondering towards the end of the movie because he leaves the light on and the chair is active. And the guy is like going to be toast in a few hours, I think. Or maybe even shorter. But that was one of the most interesting parts of the movie, and how he gets away with getting around town and stuff like that. And one of his friends kind of betrays him, and because he sits behind a desk now. But it's a really good movie. If you like action, adventure, thrillers, that you might check that out. So, CJ, did you have anything to add about that movie?
Yeah, it's, you know, very action-packed, and there's a lot of different things going on in the movie, but the one thing I liked about it was easy to kind of follow. Even though there's twists and turns in the movie, it was easy to follow. A lot of times you get lost. There's so many different transitions, you almost get lost in the movie as to what's happening or what did happen or whatever. But it's an easy to follow movie, but, you know, still very action packed and a very interesting storyline. And again, it's one of those movies where, you know, you think it's going to go one way and it goes another way, or you think something's not going to happen and it does, or vice versa or whatever. Very good movie, very interesting. You know, it kind of, you almost leaves you hanging at the very end, wondering if there's going to be another follow-up to it, which could be, because it kind of carries on and well, you just got to watch the movie. that's all there is to it. Yeah, it's very well worth it. Keeps you on the edge of your seat, wondering what's going to happen, so.
Yeah, there are three movies in the Taken series, actually. The first one is, I consider to be the best. There's some cast changes in the third movie that I notice. But the father of his daughter is a different actor. But Liam Neeson is the main actor in those movies. And for being a 60-some-year-old man, he does a pretty good job with the action scenes.
Yeah, does a very good job with them.
I don't know how much a stunt double or whatever did, but it looks like he's doing pretty much all of it. course, that's movie magic. Who knows?
Yep. Well, now you've got my curiosity up, because I just said, you know, it makes you wonder whether there's going to be another one out, and you said there's several out now, and so now I've got to see them. I got to see what the follow-ups are to it. But I was very impressed with this first one, so.
Well, that's cool. And check that movie out if you like action adventure and a lot of shooting. And I don't know what the final death toll in this movie was, but it was pretty high.
And majority of it, I'm sure, is probably done by just one person.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't really have any help.
Well, the way he goes about it, he really doesn't need a whole lot of help.
And some of the places, and he was in France, and some of those places had a lot of girls in each of the rooms, and they were all kind of drugged up. And I don't know how anybody could do that, but he takes one of them and kind of helps her recover from the drugs they were administering to her. I kind of was wondering whether he might help her get out of France. But that's not the way it went. He was only after his daughter. But check it out. It's a great movie. And now for something completely different. Our next little news item comes from Vice.com. There's a phony photo going around from Hurricane Harvey. It shows a great white shark jumping out of the water. But it wasn't this week's worst fake news. Pop that story up here. As the nation turned its eyes to Houston, a few people decided to spread some lies. Welcome back to Can't Handle the Truth, our Saturday column looking at the past 7 days of fake news and hoaxes that have spread thanks to the internet. Which hoax about Hurricane Harvey did you believe? For me, it was the Photoshop picture of the shark on the freeway. The fake shark photo was apparently first posted in this context, though not originally created by Scottish journalist and blogger Jason Michael. And while I'd like to claim that I believe it, after considering the evidence, I'm sure it's tiny. I'm sure it's close to the beach. Beaches on the Gulf Coast are occasionally menaced by sharks. So it would happen. But at the end of the day, it was a big, fat, phony piece of bullshit. And I momentarily believed it. They show the shark swimming around and jumping up out of the water.
And how convenient, right by a do not enter sign.
I guess I didn't notice that. Yeah, it is. I guess he doesn't read too well. But there was one story I did read where I think was true, where 350 alligators approximately escaped from. It wasn't a zoo, but I don't know if it was an alligator farm or what exactly it was. But, you know, all those poor people having to deal with underwater obstructions, down power lines, you know, like tree branches and stuff in the water. And some of the people are getting killed just by trying to rescue other people. And one of the most startling lines I did read, that some of the hurricane victims were asked to get out or die in some areas. And if you did decide to stay, you were supposed to write your social security number on your arm. So, in an indelible marker, so people could identify your body. And if that isn't a call to get out of your area, I don't know what is.
That's pretty sad, pretty gruesome. I've got some friends of mine that their mom and stepdad live in an area of Houston that never ever floods, and they had to move out in the middle of the night because the waters were getting very close to their house, and of course they had to leave. But they said it's the first time that area that they live in has ever flooded, and so it's pretty sad stuff down there.
And now we have a story that's a little bit different from CJ.
Yeah, we've actually got another shark story, but this one comes out of Australia. South Australia police said they have ruled out the possibility of a Sharknado. You ever heard of that? A Sharknado.
I've heard of those movies.
In the mystery of a shark found in a roadside puddle. Police said a member of the public contacted authorities Friday morning to report finding a small shark partially submerged in a roadside puddle in the town of One Tree Hill. Fauna Rescue South Australia responded to the scene and transferred the shark, believed to be a Port Jackson shark. I'm not sure just what that is, but Port Jackson shark. They transported it over to a water tank. The group said the shark was alive at the time of its rescue, but later died. How the shark came to be in the puddle is still a mystery. However, police have ruled out the possibility of a Sharknado. Police said it's believed that the shark may have been caught earlier today and dumped or was kept as a pet, but was growing too large for its tank. I wouldn't really rank a shark as being one of those fish or whatever you want to call it that would be on my pet list.
Yeah, this is a somewhat related deal. I've heard of like snakes coming up through people's toilet, and that would definitely be a surprise to anybody wanting to sit down on the shitter.
I wouldn't, you know, I would put probably a shark up there with a piranha as far as, you know, people that would actually want them as pets. I mean, you can't pet them. I mean, you can't, you know, you can't stick your hand in there and pet them or cuddle them or whatever. At least, you know, at least if you're sane, you know, you wouldn't do that.
And you've seen the movie Christmas Vacation, haven't you?
Yep, I have. A number of times.
I remember the scene with Randy Quaid when he's outside by his camper and he's dumping the shitter's waste down a storm drain. And Clark, played by Chevy Chase, is saying, "I pity the fool who lights a match near that." And also, one of my favorite scenes is where he's in the department store in the lingerie section and he's flirting with the counter help there. She's a very attractive woman during this movie, and he starts stumbling all over his words. A great scene.
Yep, there's definitely some humor in those programs, those movies. And yep, the world's just full of weird stuff.
And now for something completely different. We have a story about evil clowns. The last time CJ co-hosted, we were talking about a clown motel in Arizona that the Ghost Adventures crew from the Travel Channel had visited. The leader of the group, Zach Baggins, was afraid of clowns and dolls, but he can stay overnight in prisons hunting for ghosts, which seems kind of ridiculous, but but this story deals with Stephen King. I guess professional clowns are worried that Stephen King's new movie is bad for their industry. And here's a little video that'll accompany.
Don't we need that cable box to watch TV? Nope. Don't we need to run? Nope. It just explodes in a high-pitched...
I'll have to get rid of that. King has pissed off the clowns. The World Clown Association. The clowns are pissed at me. Sorry. Most are great. They're worried the new... But the clowns are evil in the movie. The 1990 TV version.
Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.
The new movie hasn't been out yet, but clowns claim it's bad for their industry. And it's causing legit clowns to lose work. To be fair, clowns were always evil. Here's proof. Do clowns terrify you? If not, they should. Why clowns are pissed at Stephen King. The World Clown Association, yes, that's an actual organization, is worried that the new big screen adaptation of Stephen King's horror classic It will lead kids to fear clowns. Get on with that story. When the last time CJ co-hosted with me, we did a show called Evil Clowns, which was fairly popular, at least on iTunes. We were talking about the Ghost Adventures TV program on the Travel Channel, where the leader of the group, Zach Baggins, is afraid of clowns and dolls. And they actually went to a clown motel where there were clowns all over in the lobby. This is in Arizona. I don't think they stayed there because it freaked them out too much. The guy can stay overnight in prisons and haunted houses and do their nightly lockdowns, but no clowns or dolls. Yep, the Clown Association is pissed at the horror master. The clowns are pissed at me, sorry. Most are great, but kids have gotten the wrong image. They're worried the new movie adaptation of Stephen King's It will give a bad image to clowns. In this story, a group of children are terrorized by a supernatural killer clown. The 1990 TV version instilled clown phobia in the entire population. The new movie hasn't been released yet, but clowns claim it's already leading to canceled bookings. It's a movie that's causing legit clowns to lose work. To be fair, clowns were already creepy. Here's proof. Clowns making balloons and... Do clowns terrify you? I know Ronald McDonald does.
Only they got paint painted on them, blood painted on them.
And that story kind of dovetails into a story that CJ's going to tell us about.
We're going to go from scary clowns to scary zombies. Are you afraid of zombies? Have you ever seen a zombie?
No, not I don't believe they're real. That's why I'm not really afraid of them.
There are some people in this world that really do believe that they exist. And they're definitely scared of them. I was watching a program called House Hunters the other day. And that's where people are looking for homes. And they go out with realtors and they go out and look at homes and evaluate them. And
Then they're given a choice as to which house they want to purchase or whatever. And there was a couple of guys that were looking for a place to live. And one of the guys wanted to live in a high-rise. And he wanted to live in a condo, something he didn't have to take care of the ground and take care of the building and stuff. And the other guy that he was living with had wanted to live on the ground floor. And why a ground floor apartment or a ground floor house or something like that? He kept bringing up the fact that if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, he wanted to be able to, escape right away and, get into his car and take off. And he was really serious about it.
Funny, he didn't build a bunker to escape the zombies.
Yeah, he kept bringing it up all the time whenever they were looking at, second floor, third floor apartment someplace. Yeah, but I can't escape the zombies if they came here and whatever. And he was serious about it. I mean, the guy was just weird. And I was watching this episode with family members, and I said, you know what? All he needs to do is throw a rope out the window. If he slips and, lets go of the rope and he falls 5 stories, he's going to be dead anyway. So what does it matter if the zombies get him or not? But, just some people, they believe the zombie apocalypse is going to happen.
Well, speaking of that, I know that in bigger cities that a lot of people, maybe on Halloween and other times, they dress up like zombies and go on pub crawls. So that ought to be interesting. A lot of people dressed up like zombies walk into a bar.
I'm sure this guy probably stays inside the house and closes all the curtains and stuff on Halloween night.
What would a zombie say if he saw a horse in the bar?
I have no idea.
Why the long face? Well, the way the world's going with all the things that have been happening, I wouldn't be surprised if there are actually zombies somewhere. Maybe in Transylvania or something.
Yeah, well, just remember, get a ground floor, apartment or something, You want to be able to escape real quick.
Maybe the motel across the street from the clown motel could be built where they have zombies in the lobby that put up some competition for the clown motel.
Call it the zombie motel. Where you sleep and never wake up.
Or the bunny ranch in Nevada have the ladies of the night dress up like zombies. For folks with that particular fetish. That kind of concludes that. And I think by the clock on the wall, we should try to put this podcast to bed and post it to the interwebs. I would like to thank CJ for co-hosting tonight.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure and my pleasure again to return here to the podcast and to bring some strange and weird news items to your listeners.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all my listeners. Tell somebody about it if you like it. Get other people to listen to a program or two, and improve my statistics on iTunes and my infotainmentpodcast.com website.
Hey, you know what they should do if they don't like it?
What's that?
They should tell their friends to tune in and listen anyway.
I wish that's the way it was. But I hope you have a good week and a good night and a happy ending tomorrow. And don't run into any zombies, folks.
Sleep with one eye open.
And we'll talk to you on the next episode of Infotainment. And this has been your host, Randy and CJ, producing this podcast. So we'll talk to you on the next show. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, baby, you are the best.